USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hadi Mutar, the 24-year-old man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie, had no prior criminal history, and authorities said they have yet to determine a motive for the attack against the man who was targeted by Iran's leadership more than 30 years ago. Rushdie continues to improve after the attack. Another U.S. congressional delegation met with Taiwan's president in Taipei Monday, less than 2 weeks after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit infuriated China's government. Senator Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is leading a five-member delegation. 1 year ago today marked the beginning of President Biden's decline with the American people, the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, and leaving enough weapons and equipment instantly made the Taliban one of the strongest militaries in the world. Not to mention what it did to the women of Afghanistan after a taste of freedom. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
President Biden is expected to announce a decision regarding student loan government buyout program in the coming weeks. Student loan pause moratorium ends August 31st. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is not playing games with soft-on-crime DAs.
State Attorney Andrew Warren was waiting for a grand jury to issue indictments in two rape and murder cases he had been working on for 3 years when he glanced down at his phone and saw an email from an attorney for Governor Ron DeSantis. He said he was suspended from his job. Not long after, there was a knock at the door. An armed major from the county sheriff's office and a man in a suit from the governor's office carrying a copy of DeSantis' executive order suspending him were looking for him. He said, essentially, the governor has suspended you and you need to leave now. So within maybe 7 minutes from getting the email, I was outside on the street, Warren said. The major offered me a ride home because they took my car. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
An old World War I American warship has been discovered in its watery grave.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the U.K. found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. The divers say they didn't remove anything from the wreckage site after finding it and will now work with the U.S. Embassy on the next steps. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly withdrawal by the Biden administration that allowed the Taliban to take back control of Afghanistan, essentially removing all rights for women in that country and leaving Americans behind. Chad Robichaux, one of the sets of the boots on the ground on Fox News, describes the chaos under the debacle.
Well, certainly they were aware what was going to happen because they were watching the influx of Taliban come in from Pakistan and from the mountains in tens of thousands. And you could watch each province fall as it went. I think they're aware. I think the president's advisors had advised them not to do this. He chose to do it anyway for whatever motivation is still unknown a year from this happening.
An unknown number of Americans and welcomed interpreters continue to hide in Afghanistan. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.